Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dolat Industries Limited Q1 FY24 post-results earnings conference call hosted by SMIFS Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Ginodia. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Liba. Good evening, everyone present on the call today. On behalf of SMIFS Limited, I welcome you all to Q1 FY24 post-results earnings conference call of Dolat Industries Limited. We are pleased to host the senior management of the company today, and we have on the call Mr. Ankit Gupta, President Marketing, and Mr. Ajay Patodia, Chief Financial Officer of Dolat Industries Limited. We will start the call with some initial comments on the results from the management side, and post which we will open the floor for question and answer. I will now hand over the call to the management. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the financial results for the Q1 FY24. I stand before you to provide an update on our company's performance amidst the current conditions impacting the hosiery industry. The financial results for the first quarter of FY24 indicate that the company has given favorable margins as compared to previous quarter, Q4 FY23. The year 2022-23 was very challenging for the hosiery industry due to volatile raw material prices and high-cost inventory, and it had a domino effect on our Q1 FY24 financial results as well. But things have started to stabilize now, and the effect of the same can be seen in our margins, which has improved and will be improving further in the coming quarters. Despite these challenges, your company showed improvement in GP margin of 2.72% in Q1 FY24 as compared to FY23, which was around 29.63%. On year-on-year basis, GP margin is down by 1.5%. In terms of volume, year-on-year basis, the growth was 4%, which helped us in maintaining EBITDA margin and PBT margin, but overall ASP has declined by 15% year-on-year. We expect FY24 to be good, with good demand for the products and controlled raw material prices, which will help us maintain our net margins. Our strategic move to rope in Saif Ali Khan as brand ambassador for Dolat Always, which is an economy range of product, helped us in getting 11% volume growth in Q1 FY24. The newly launched product, Dolat Rainguard, has received good response from the market and has given sales contribution of around 2.8% of our total domestic sales in Q1 FY24. Further, we have started the supply of Force Next activewear and women's athleisure in Q1 FY24, for which we have received overwhelming response from the market. We are sure that this will help us in gaining more shelf space in the market. Our advertisement expenses for the Q1 FY24 stood at rupees 26.53 crores, whereas it was rupees 34.89 crores in Q1 FY23. However, our yearly target for advertisement stands at around 6%-6.5% on a yearly basis. Our premium segment brand, Force Next, gave a volume growth of 52% for Q1 FY24. We are confident that premium segment will help us in achieving this volume growth in future as well. Now, coming to Project Lakshya. Q1 FY24, we have added 20 distributors under this particular project, and currently we are sitting with 249 distributors, which was 229 distributors in FY23. We are happy to share that Project Lakshya contribution in company's domestic sale increased from 19% in FY23 to 27% in Q1 FY24. Company has already started rolling out of distributors in the state of Tamil Nadu. Till date, company has opened 17 EBOs and company aims to have 125 EBOs by FY25 to cater the demands of consumer and generate sales, increase the brand awareness at the same time. Our consistent effort and strategy to grow modern trade and e-commerce sales has proved to be successful, as we have seen continuous growth in this channel. In Q1 FY24, we have seen a growth of 10%. Currently, our modern trade and e-commerce sales contributes around 4% to our total sales, and we aspire to take this number to around 7%-8% in a period of 2 years. Our commitment to sustainability remains a top priority. Sorry. We continue to implement environmental-friendly practices throughout our operations, focusing on reducing our carbon footprint and promoting responsible manufacturing processes. For this, company has planned a capital expenditure of rupees 35 crores towards power generation capacity through solar power, which would generate 6 MW of power. This capital expenditure would help us in reducing our overall operational costs and will also help us in improving margins. We are confident of our long-term growth on the back of Project Lakshya technology, launching of new products, industry and economic growth drivers. Thank you all. Now I would hand over the call to our CFO, sir, Mr. Ajay Patodia.
Thank you, Ankit Ji. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. Hope all of you are well. I will detail the financial performance starting with Q1 FY24. The revenue are, as you now some of you would have been read, that it is around rupees 320 crores, compared with year-on-year basis is rupees 364 crore, a degrowth of 12.26%. Our EBITDA stood at rupees 25.45 crore as compared to 39.77 crore in Q1 FY23, a degrowth of around 36%. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 14.09 crore as compared to rupees 27.87 crore, a degrowth of 49.43% year-on-year basis. Coming to quarter-on-quarter performance, our revenue declined by 21.59%, but our gross margin, we improved as compared to quarter 4 FY23. Our gross margin is improved from 25% to 32.5%, a growth of around 7.7%. And our EBITDA margin stood at 8% in Q1 FY24 as compared to 3.15% in Q4 FY23, a growth of 98%. In Q1 FY24, our PAT margin stood at 4.41% as compared to 0.90% in Q4 FY23, a growth of 283%. Now moving on to the brand-wise contribution. In Q1 FY24, Big Boss contributed around 42%. Our economic segment, Dollar, always contribute around 42%. Our premium segment, Force NXT, around 4.19%. Our women segment, Dollar Women, around 10.18%. And Dollar Socks, around 1.92%. In quarter 1, FY23, Big Boss contributed around 46%. Dollar Always 39.1%, Dollar Women segment 9.29%, and Dollar Socks 1.27%, and our premium segment Force NXT around 3%. With this, we will now open the floor for the question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anush Agarwal, Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question. Firstly, have you taken any price cuts during the quarter?
Sorry, we didn't get your question.
Did we take any price cuts in the quarter?
No, we didn't take any price cuts in the Q1 FY24.
Okay. So compared to last year, in last four quarters, what would be the kind of price cuts that you would have taken, like Q1 FY 2023 versus now?
Q1 FY 2023 versus Q1 FY 2024, if you see, the overall ASP degrowth that we have seen is around 15%. So it's majorly contributed because of the price cuts that we have taken.
Okay. And so for the Lakshya project, can you give the absolute revenues for the quarter, and what was the like-for-like growth?
Overall, at a company level, we have done a volume growth of 4%, whereas if we see like-to-like basis, for the Lakshya project, we have done a volume growth of 13%. The distributors who were present in the first three months of the last year, last fiscal versus this fiscal, they grew by 13% in terms of volume.
Okay. And what would be the revenue growth? Like, you used to give that focus to certain geography.
Revenue growth was 4% overall, whereas at a company level, if you see, we have a degrowth of 12.26%. But in Lakshya project, there was a revenue growth of 4%.
4%. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Finnartha. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Am I audible, sir?
Well.
Hello?
Please. Audible, sir, please.
Yeah. Sir, my question is, last year, same quarter, means, Q1 FY 2023, we have seen, like, cotton prices was almost at the highest level at that point of time.
Yeah.
This quarter, it has come down from that level quite a lot. But while, like, when we are checking your raw material consumption cost, that remains almost at the same level with the previous year. So, what is the reason behind? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, sir.
Sorry, I didn't get your question. What do you mean to ask? I'm unable to understand that. Yeah.
Okay. No, see, basically, last year, same quarter, raw material consumption cost was at the highest level. Sorry, raw material cotton prices was at the highest level. It was historically highest level during, like, April to June 2022. But by June 2023, raw cotton prices has come down quite a lot. But there is no reflection in the raw material consumption cost in the company. So that I want to understand, like, why it is not getting reflected so far?
Actually, you see, just before this question, we are, Shankhji replied that our ASP from quarter one FY 2023 to quarter one FY 2024 is down by 15%. So in FY 2023, quarter one, raw material prices of cotton is around 110,000 per candy, which is now 55,000-60,000 per candy now.
Yeah.
During FY 2023, quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four, there is a volatility in the raw material prices, and due to decrease in the raw material prices, we have to pass on the benefit to the consumer by way of reducing the prices. So actually, it is affected due to ASP cut, the same cost is same GP margin is reflecting in our accounts, actually.
So that is getting reflected in your top line, right, sir?
Yeah, top line.
No, sir.
There is volume growth of 4%, but there is value degrowth of 12%. If the price is same, then we have the total growth of around 16%.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, my next question is, what is the current condition of channel inventory?
So, it's been good, like, if you would have seen our Q4 FY 2023 was really good as compared to the Q2 and Q3 of last fiscal. And this year, first quarter also, the sales were not up to the mark, I would say. But yeah, still we managed to do a volume growth of 4%. So overall, we see that channel is now has started buying the product and it is going in the market. Overall, the consumer demand is also not that affected, which was a bit muted. If you see, if you talk about maybe for the month of February or March, it was a bit muted at that point of a time at a consumer level. But yeah, the demand has been picking up in the market.
Sir, a couple of days back, one of our peers, Page Industries, has conducted their con call, and the management said they are carrying 100 days of inventory. And their peers, I don't know to whom they have referred to, so they are saying their peers are carrying 9 to 12 months of inventory. So, sir, what is your opinion in this context? Like, are they referring premium segment, or what is the current channel condition, inventory condition in the premium segment? What is your take?
Can we reply to the question asked by the caller? Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Ah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so the thing is that Page operates in a very different market segment. The consumer segment is very different. It's into the premium market and we are into mid-premium and masses. So I don't know to which player he was referring to as his peers or the not performing as per the market or carrying 10 to 12 months of inventory. As you can see, our balance sheet in March 23, we were carrying the, our overall inventory days was 108 days. So it is like three and a half months inventory that we were carrying. And in June as well, we are carrying a similar amount of inventory till now. So I don't know to whom he was referring to, but it was definitely not us.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, my final question is, in the overall innerwear market in India, what is the contribution of organized share? Means, what is the size of the pie of the organized sector?
So it's really very difficult to estimate the overall size and give a particular number.
So your line has been connected back. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so as I was saying that no proper study has been done as with respect to the size of the market, organized versus unorganized. But what we feel is that in men's innerwear market, 50% is still unorganized and 50% is organized. And in
ladies and gentlemen, we got the management line connected with us back. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, first of all, we're extremely sorry about the technical glitch, which is happening. I don't know what's causing it. Yeah, coming to the question that men's 50% is unorganized and 50% is organized, that's what we feel. And if you talk about women's segment, it's about 60-65% which is unorganized and the rest belongs to the organized sector.
Okay, sir. I will come back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand, has the unorganized sector gained share in the last 6 to 8 months with the decline in cotton prices?
Hi, Sameeksha. Not really. We don't think that the unorganized sector has declined a lot. But yeah, we have seen some movement which happened last year, like maybe they have curtailed their overall operations and that's what helped us gain the overall volume. But overall, we don't think that the number of players have reduced in the market.
I meant that, you know, this decline we have seen in cotton prices, do you see them coming back and gaining share because of the decline in cotton prices?
So cotton prices started increasing from a point of 40,000, when it was 40,000 per candy. And currently it is at somewhere around 55 to 60,000 per candy. We don't really think that it will go to 1 lakh per candy again, like it was last year first quarter. And currently we feel that the cotton prices are not moving much. And
now they're stable.
Now we really don't know how the new crop will pan out in the month of October.
Okay. And so secondly, on the CapEx plans, what will be our status of the CapEx plan?
Sorry?
CapEx. If you could show your CapEx, what will be the current status of our CapEx plan? Capital expenditure.
With regard to our CapEx plan, our investment in warehousing project is already completed, and we get the completion certificate within 1 or 2 months. And with regards to our spinning plant at in Tamil Nadu, by March it is commenced and starting commercial production.
And so lastly, on the EBOs, you know, what has been the performance of these 17 EBOs in terms of, if you could share any numbers there on revenues for these?
Yeah, so we have 17 EBOs at the moment, and for a company like ours who have always been into distribution model, general trade, it's fairly difficult in the initial stages to come to a proper retail channel or a modern retail channel. So yeah, since our overall ASP is also low, we are seeing a good traction. The footfall has been good in the stores. And even the average ticket value is coming to around 1200 rupees per bill. So we are very hopeful about the project. But yeah, it will take some time to actually come to a proper result because of the since we have always been known a brand for general trade and not EBOs. People are not expecting that. And slowly and steadily, yes, the business is growing.
Right, sir. And so initially you mentioned that, you know, the pain from the raw material side is over. So just wanted to understand overall on the ASP side, if we have certain more decline left because raw material price is down 50% and the ASP cumulative last two quarters. We've seen in fourth quarter and this quarter is around 40%. So is there more or something left?
So overall, if you see, the cotton has been, the cotton gets transformed to yarn, and then we purchase yarn from the market, right, from the spinning mills. It's not that we procure 100% of the cotton and then transform it to the yarn. So we purchase yarn. So the yarn rates have been down by somewhere around 30-odd% in the market.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line of the management is connected. So please go ahead.
Yeah, so yarn prices have been down by somewhere around 30-odd%, and it only contributes 50% of our total cost, 45 to 50%. So if you go by that calculation, it's getting matched. So I don't see there's any kind of difference over there on that part.
Gotcha. And so how has been the performance of the month of July and, on the volume growth side? Is it picked up further?
We are getting good traction in the market. And we had our winter conference also where we did a good booking for our thermals also. And we are hoping for a good winters also, because last year, as you see, our thermal sales were down by somewhere around 25 to 30%. And this year, yeah, the channel is also empty. It's not that they are overloaded with the inventory of thermals. So we'll see a good traction for thermals also this year.
Right, and just lastly, on the outerwear segment, that seems to be, you know, the shift is the women's and that part of premium, that's 10-15% of your revenue. That shift seems to be a bit slower. Any particular, you know, would we have more ad campaigns on that side? Can we see a shift in the advertising budget more to the outerwear something, you know?
So during the IPL, we have already advertised about our athleisure product, outerwear products, and we use the Rajasthan Royals team players for the advertisement for the TVC, which was there. And overall, athleisure is contributing 12-13% of our total sales, which has been good. The growth has been good in the athleisure segment as well. And maybe going forward, when it comes to a particular level, at a certain level, we'll start advertising it more. But overall, we have started rationalizing. Initially, we used to spend 90% on our flagship brand, Big Boss. But now we have started rationalizing towards Dollar Always, Dollar Woman, Force NXT, and athleisure segment as well. So a bit of rationalization is happening.
Right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
You're audible.
So my question is, this quarter the sales dropped a lot compared to Q4. And sales growth you're seeing at a YOY level was around 4%. If I remember correctly, your guidance was that we should be able to do double-digit volume growth this year. So what exactly happened in this quarter in terms of volumes, and how do you see it in the next 9 months?
See, generally in our industry, Q4 is a bit heavy, so it would be unwise to compare Q4 versus Q4 in terms of revenue. And also what happened was due to the festival of Eid, which shifted to 20th April instead of the month of May, which used to happen in the month of May. That was one of the reasons why most of the sales got shifted to the March month instead of April and May, which we used to see years before, in FY23, also the Eid was in the month of May. So it constitutes a good volume, basically, this particular festival, wherein people do buy new vest, and vest sales really boomed during this period. So that was one of the reasons why it happened. And overall, in our industry, Q4 is actually heavy than the other quarters. And for this particular fiscal also, our guidance does not change. We'll do a double digit, somewhere around 13-14% kind of a volume growth, and overall 11-12% growth. We are trying to achieve that. We really aspire to achieve that by the end of the year.
Okay. And in terms of the high cost inventory that was hitting us in the previous quarters, has that problem now gone away? Now all the inventory in our books is at the lower cotton or yarn prices?
Yeah, with regard to high cost inventory, it is already completely out in from the system. And due to this reason, our gross margin level is also increased from quarter 4 FY23. Our gross margin increased around 3-4 from 25% to 32.5%. Growth around 7.71%. So now it is stable, and the cotton prices is also stable. So we look for the good demand and the good attraction in the current financial year.
Right. So one follow-up question on that. So since you're saying that gross margins will now normalize, What kind of EBITDA margins can we see? I'm not asking for a guidance, but because it's been very topsy-turvy for the last few quarters, so it'll be helpful if you can comment on what kind of EBITDA margin one can expect, maybe as a, on a normalized basis, if cotton prices or yarn prices don't go down further.
So if there are no external factors affecting the gross margins or anything, at a normal situation, we think that 13 to 14% gradually is very much doable. But for this particular fiscal, what we are aiming for is 11 to 12% EBITDA
for the full year.
For the full year.
Okay. And in terms of the last question from my side, in terms of cotton, candy, and yarn prices, do you think, as far as you have visibility right now, that they have bottomed, and that going forward, how do you expect your ASP to behave now in a QOQ basis? Because let's forget last year. Now you're saying that this year there was a 15% YOY dip. Now from these price levels for the next 9 months, how do you see yarn prices and how do you see your ASP moving?
See, given the current scenario, as of today, we don't see any price cuts happening. And we definitely don't see any movement in the raw material prices as well. But these things happen very suddenly. So it really depends. It might so happen that in next month onwards, the yarn prices have increased a bit by 5%. So we will be increasing our prices by that percentage as well. So it might so happen that it gets decreased as well. And it and everything is dependent on the new crop that would be coming in the month of October. So currently, as of today, we don't see any movement happening in that respect.
Okay, and one last thing. You said that you don't expect 1 lakh rupee candy prices anytime soon. So just want to understand, was that price abnormal due to some supply situation? And where do you see in that context the prices settling? I know it's also a prediction thing for you, but just to help us understand what were the dynamics at that time and how is it now and where do you think it will settle down?
So at that point of time, there were a lot of exports that were happening in the market, and plus there was a huge gap in the supply and demand. So that led to the increase in the prices of the yarn and the cotton candy, which went from 36 to 40,000, which was at a normalized state, and moved up to 110,000. That was the peak. And it's one of a kind of a situation which has happened. No one has seen such kind of a increase in prices in decades. So this is one of situations which should not occur again.
Okay. So current prices are 55,000 and you expect prices to sort of... So what is the normal price range, 55 to 70,000, just to help us out?
Yeah, I think it's, I think now the normal pricing would be somewhere around 55,000 to 65,000. It will range between that and only.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you so much for answering my questions. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhakar Oja from SKS Capital and Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. So two quick questions in terms of, can you comment on the competitive intensity now?
Sorry?
Yeah. Can you talk about the competitive intensity? And secondly, what is your target for addition of dealers for the Project Lux and 24 and also for the channel financing?
So the competition in our industry has always been fierce, and there are a lot of players in the market, whether it be unorganized, whether it be regional players, whether it be organized players. At our segment where we operate, we have five different homegrown companies at a similar kind of a level. And always aggressive for the gain of market share. So yeah, the competition is always there, and everyone wants a good amount of pie in terms of market share, right? So this is one part. And the second thing in Lakshya project, we have started rolling out in Tamil Nadu. We have started. Odisha is already going on. Northeast is going on. Some amount of distributors have been enrolled in Bihar as well. So by the end of this fiscal, we see this number going to somewhere around 300 to 325 kind of a number.
Which is right now 250, 249.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, in terms of any guidance on the new product launches for this year?
So, currently we are working on some products, but won't be able to comment right now.
We have it. Launched...
But yeah, we have already launched, in this particular fiscal, we have already launched Activewear for men in our brand Postnext. We have launched women's athleisure. Last year, we launched a brazier segment, kurti for women, and raincoat. This year, we launched raincoat also.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yes. Actually, asking about raincoat, how has the response been for that product?
So, initial response was really good. In fact, in terms of repeat orders also, we got a very good response from the market. But yeah, this year was the first year that we did, and it contributed around 2.8% to our overall sales. Next year, it should be much, much better.
Great. And do you have any target for this new product, as in like specifically raincoat? As you said, you got a great response. Are you setting a target for yourself?
So, see, it's again a seasonal product, right? Just like thermals that we deal into, it really depends upon the kind of rain that we have. So this year the rain was good, last year it was not good. So last year a lot of companies who deal into raincoats suffered. Yeah, the profit margins are good in this particular product range, and it is a very seasonal product. And whatever we did this year, next year we are trying to do 3x of that minimum.
Fantastic. Great. Great, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Trisha Podar from Carmelian Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Wanted to understand that, you know, we have seen a very good growth and volume growth of 11% in our always segment. So how does this translate for the premium and the semi-premium segment? How has the volume growth and demand been there?
So we saw a good volume growth in our economy range of product, which was to the tune of 11%. And apart from that, in Postnext, due to new product launch of Activewear, we saw a volume growth of 52%. So yeah, the growth has been good overall, like whether if we talk about economy range of product or premium product, the demand has been good in the market, because this is the time when most of the purchases happen from the consumer side, like in the first quarter itself. Due to the summers being there everywhere, and it was quite hot this time, so yeah.
Secondly, also, athleisure has seen a really backseat, you know, because obviously, because of, you know, post-COVID, you know, where it has, you know, gone down a bit. So how do you see the demand coming back for in the athleisure segment?
So we are seeing good growth in our athleisure segment as well. And last year also, the growth was really good. It contributed around 14% to our total sales. And this year, we are targeting to have a growth of somewhere around 30 to 35% as compared to last fiscal. So we are projecting a good growth in that particular segment as well.
Thank you. And the women segment, like you mentioned, you know, new products have been introduced. How has the response been and how has the growth been in these new product segments that we have introduced?
It is just the first lot which has went to the market for women's athleisure and Forsex Activewear, and the market response has been good. The feedback that we have got from the retailers, the distributors, it's really appreciable. Regarding the lingerie segment, which we launched last year, it's doing really well, and I think this year we'll see not less than 2.5x kind of a sale. The rain guard also is quite good. For its debut year, I think we did a good job in creating good market awareness, and we did a in-film branding with the movie Bhola, wherein Ajay Devgan also promoted this product, and we really got a good response from the market, from the channel partners as well. And next year we are targeting at least 3x kind of a sale in this particular product range as well.
Okay, and lastly, sir, on the thermal segment, see, last year due to delayed and shorter winters, I believe there was a little channel inventory pile up there. So how is that currently, and how is the offtake? I believe that orders would have started for the next season. So how is the demand and offtake on the thermal side for the upcoming season?
So last year was the period where all the distributors emptied their godowns or cleared their inventories. And that's the reason why our sales were down by 30% in terms of thermal sales. So this year we are very, very hopeful that our thermal sales will get back to its normal level. And we are hoping for a good growth in our thermal sales as well.
Sure, thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Costa Buna from BMSPL Capital.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, what is your average raw material inventory days?
It is around 107 days.
So then is it fair to assume that, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's just for basic understanding, that when cotton prices fell, you immediately passed on the pricing to consumers, but you were still holding high cost inventory. So the actual effect of margins will come with a lag, and it's yet to come in the coming quarters. Or is that understanding correct?
Yeah. So your understanding of having a high inventory on our books is correct, and that's the reason why we saw a margin decline in last fiscal year, and some of its effect was also there in Q1. But now going ahead, proceeding ahead, if everything goes well, if there are no changes in the raw material prices, the margin should get better and better.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayan Nayak. Please go ahead. Sir, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Sorry, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Thank you for giving the opportunity. So just to understand, we have added the distributors along states and added two states also. So despite volume growth of 4%, we saw the realizations dropping and the revenue fell 21%, 22% QOQ and 12.26% YY. So in this context, have we dropped the prices to compared to the last year and QOQ? What is the sense?
Yeah. So we took a price cut over 2 to 3 quarters. So we took a price cut around 3 to 4 times in last fiscal year. And that's the effect we are seeing. So in Q1 FY23, towards the end of Q1 FY23, we started taking the price cut. So the kind of ASP degrowth that you are seeing right now is the highest ASP degrowth that is there.
Actually, the ASP is bottom out in the March quarter itself. And in last year, Q1 FY23, we take the price increase in the month of April by 5%. And after that, then when the raw material prices decreases, then we have to pass the benefit in quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four is the bottom out, because in quarter three, December, the cotton prices is stable and it is bottom out to 60,000 only. So the quarter four is the last bottom out prices for our ASP. The same ASP is continued in our quarter one, and we hope that now the price is stable, and it may be possible that we take the price hike in next 1 or 2 months. Hello.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirvana Laha from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Sorry, my question was just answered. I was going to ask the same question. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Ginodia for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call, and sincere apology for the line disconnection. Sir, would you like to add any closing comments?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining this call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with us. And thank you once again. And I'm extremely sorry for the technical glitch that happened today.
Thank you. On behalf of SNIFF, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect the lines.